The capital of the Eastern Roman Empire, and its main mint, Constantinople experienced much regeneration under Justinian. The Church of St. Sergius and Bacchus was built. The Church of the Holy Apostles was expanded and beautified. A column with a statue of Justinian at the top was set up near the Great Palace, which itself was also largely rebuilt by Justinian after the Nika riots. Cisterns were both built and restored, securing the city's water supply, and these are just a few examples. The most famous and grandest part of Justinian's building programme to take place in Constantinople was, however, the rebuilding of the Hagia Sophia Cathedral. The Nika riots of 532 had reduced the small, old basilica-style church to rubble, so Justinian and Theodora commissioned the accomplished architects Isidore of Miletus and Anthemius of Tralles to reimagine the church as the grandest place of worship in the 6th century world. The poet Paul the Silentiary wrote an extensive poem singing the praises of the new church and described it as Justinian's greatest achievement.
Today the clash of shields does not bear me on, nor do I hasten to celebrate a victory, Western or Libyan, nor yet do I beat out a reverberating rhythm over trophies for tyrant slaying. Let the glories of Mede slaying works remain unproclaimed today. Peace, rich in prosperity, nurse of cities, whom our Lord has embraced more than victory of the lovely helmet. Come now, exulting in city-preserving labours, let us sing in holy hymns of the house which surpasses all the most glorious battles, beneath which alone every divinely inspired, glorious, high-roofed building has cowered low. But come, fruitful Rome, and garland our life-giving emperor, clothing him abundantly with pure hymns, not because he has fitted your yoke-band on the nations of the earth, nor because he has extended the immeasurable spaces of your throne beyond the uttermost boundaries, over the shores of ocean, but because, by raising this infinite temple about your arm, he has made you more brilliant than your mother on the Tiber who bore you. Give way, I say, renowned Roman capital, give way. My emperor has so far overtopped that wonder as great God is superior to an idol.
Although the church has since been extensively repaired due to earthquakes and had minarets added during the Ottoman period, it is still largely the same building constructed under Justinian. Constantinople's mint, meanwhile, produced large amounts of gold, silver, and base metal coins to fuel the economy. The gold and the base metal coins shown here are much the same as those shown elsewhere in the exhibition, since Constantinople set the benchmark against which all other coins of Justinian are compared. The silver coin, however, is not in the name of Justinian, though these coins are often attributed to his reign. Instead, the bust shown is not that of the emperor, but of the personification of a city, assumed here to be Constantinople.